Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Builders Capital announces new lending division and significant headcount growth. Builders Capital has expanded its loan production operations by adding over 40 new team members to its new lending division, Casa Lending. Led by Jonathan Andrews, the division will focus on local and regional real estate investor markets, with loan sizes ranging from $100,000 to $3 million. This strategic move aims to tap into underserved markets and solidify Builders Capital's position as a top private lender in the nation. The recent $500 million growth capital transaction with Intervest has further fueled the firm's growth, surpassing $10 billion in originated loans as of 2024. To learn more about Casa Lending, visit builderscapital.com.
How small-cap companies like Gaucho Group Holdings, NASDAQ Vino, are showing up tech giants. Small-cap companies like Gaucho Group Holdings, trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol Vino, are gaining investor interest as a rotation away from big tech unfolds. The Russell 2000 Index, reflecting small-cap sentiment, outperformed the S&P 500 in July, driven by easing inflation. Gaucho Holdings, a Miami-based company, is strategically positioned to benefit from sectors like luxury real estate and consumer marketplace in Argentina. With Argentina's economy showing signs of recovery, Gaucho Holdings stands to capitalize on opportunities in luxury goods, including wine and real estate. The company's Algodón Wine Estates has introduced a vineyard home rental program, tapping into the rising momentum in the housing sector. As investor sentiment shifts towards small caps, companies like Gaucho Group Holdings are poised for growth and opportunity.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.